With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A weather system forecast to become Tropical Storm Imelda is causing disruption in the Bahamas and nearby islands. It's expected to approach the coast of South Carolina as a hurricane early next week. Meanwhile, now the question is what's going to happen with Hurricane Umberto. It remains a strong Category 4 storm in the Atlantic, and the National Hurricane Center says forecasters have their eyes on it, wondering what it's going to do next.
It's expected to cross portions of the central northwestern Bahamas over the next couple of days and strengthen as it moves toward the southeast United States coast early next week.
South Carolina's governor is urging residents to stay alert, while North Carolina has declared a state of emergency. And a stampede in India has left close to 40 people dead.
The stampede at a political rally in southern India has killed more than 35 people and injured 40. The health minister in the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu says a stampede at a rally for popular actor and politician Vijay has killed at least 36 people and injured 40 others. The minister told the AP that the victims were dead by the time they were taken to a hospital, but the injured were stable. Indian media reports say that the stampede was triggered when a group of Vijay's supporters and fans fell while trying to get close to his bus. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says there's really no question about the political leanings of the man who shot and killed Charlie Kirk.
I mean, obvious left-wing violence, the assassination of Charlie Kirk. You had a young man who his own parents had said had political views and moved to the left. The governor of Utah, partisan gunslinger, had said the same thing. And you can just tell by what he wrote online or even on the bullet casings that he used.
This is SRN News. There's more evidence that marijuana use is a bad choice for women who want to have a child. Here's Michael Harrington.
A new study released in the journal Nature Communications studied women who are seeking to become pregnant via in vitro fertilization. The research finds that women smoking marijuana has a negative effect on the embryos and may cause them not to implant. Pot is now widely legal in the U.S. and a lot more Americans are using it. The new study raises concerns about the drug's effect on fertility, which is in sharp decline already. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court says a Vermont Christian school can participate in the state sports league. The decision overturns a previous one that upheld a ban on the school after it forfeited a high school girls' basketball game against a team with a male athlete competing. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit has granted Mid-Vermont Christian School a preliminary injunction to rejoin the league as a legal battle continues in court. This is SRN News. More trouble for Iran at the United Nations. As Andrew Stewart, the UN has reimposed sanctions against the regime over its nuclear program.
The sanctions further squeeze the Islamic Republic as its people increasingly find themselves priced out of the food they need to survive. The sanctions also cause Iranians to worry even more about their future. After last-minute diplomacy failed at the UN, the sanctions took effect this Sunday. The sanctions will again freeze Iranian assets abroad and stop arms deals with Tehran.
And that is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Another state may choose to get rid of its income tax. Georgia could become the 10th state with zero income tax. The Georgia State Legislature is taking a serious look at the matter. Senators there recently heard from current and former officials from other states who've made a similar decision, how that's been impacting their revenues and state economy. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.